know, over the last 2 weeks, we have debated in provincial parliament, which, by the way, has no jurisdiction on federal and international policies, but we debated two motions related to Israel and Palestine. How many lives did we save by doing that? I don't know. I don't think any, really. Maybe not one. But you know what we did create? Because of this government, we created a lot of hate. The province became divided. The type of speeches and slurs inside the house and outside and what we're seeing right now is extremely problematic. It's dangerous. You can take a look at some of the speeches that the conservative MPPs have made that are very problematic. People are feeling extremely hurt on both sides of this issue. Except here we are in a provincial parliament debating this. But I can tell you this. Yesterday we stood up so that member from Hamilton Center, Sarah Jama, has a voice, and we voted against the censor motion, which is brought by the Conservative government in Doug Ford. And the other thing that I want to say is we have been very clear. In fact, the Ontario NDP and the federal NDP, the NDP is the only party in North America that's actually calling for a ceasefire right now. That's calling for peace. That's calling for the support that Palestinians need. That's calling for food, water to be given to Palestinians, medical aid. Hospitals are being bombed. You know, just yesterday, over 400, I believe, 400 people were killed in Palestine, over 200 of which were children. Has the government condemned that or does anything to support them? No. The federal government, Liberal government, just said no to a ceasefire. Minister Bill Blair is on record right now saying no to that. Have we stood up for that? This is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we're calling for peace. We need to come together, unite, and actually see what's going on. We have staff members. We have people in our own communities, in our families, who are related on both sides that are impacted. I have not cared for any issue as much as I do deeply. And some of my friends, family members have been lost in this battle. The people have died. The fact that people are questioning the NDP on its stance on Palestine, it is just extremely disheartening. Because you have to see rationality. You have to understand how do we come together to actually fix this problem. And the only way to do that is to understand the pain, the hurt, and actually come together as a province, as a nation, and to call for ceasefire, to call for the humanitarian aids to be sent to the borders and make sure that they go through the corridors. That's not happening right now. The United States and Canada is not listening to that. They're not listening to the United Nations. And we have been very clear about the atrocities that's been committed by the State of Israel. We have been extremely clear in the terms that we have used to condemn the State of Israel. We stood up and stood up against and actually condemned the atrocity that took place on the 7th as well. So we want to make sure that as politicians, as political representatives who represent communities across this province, we represent our communities well.